This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
What's the key to winning a one-on-one matchup?
Being creative, winning at the line, and then going from there.
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What?
How gratifying is it? Does it please you?
Why is it the what that gets me every time? What?
No. Forget about the what for a second. It's the follow-up question, because then Grody's like, wait, do you not know what gratifying means? Oh, no, he knew. He was just looking at you like you were crazy. He gave him that Russell Westbrook in the locker room look.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
know what I'm talking about?
No, it's just... Totally. It's just what? Fun. There are words that... You know, and this started with the prequel to that was Dan Wiederer saying the pleasing thing and him really taking exception to Wiederer. Pleased? I wasn't pleased by it. So, yeah, it's pretty funny.
It is. And are we going to get to the other 500 question we said to people we were?
We're going to do that. At the end of the segment. We're going to do that.
Oh, at the end of this segment. All right. Well, let's start with the man who said, what? This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. DJ Moore spoke after Bears practice today at Hallis Hall. So let's get his impressions of Ben Johnson and the ones and how they ended up getting shunned off the field the other day, briefly.
Very, because y'all seen him kick the ones off. We not wasting no time, so that's how detailed you got to be. You got to know what you're doing on that play. You better get it right the first time or you off.
You guys deserve that?
We deserve it. Yeah, because we should know what's going on. We got the playbook. We get some of the script, and we should be able to go out there and do the plays.
I tell you what,
they can't not answer questions like that the way he just did. Yeah, it's on you guys. If there's going to be accountability, which everybody was begging for last year, then at that moment when Mark Carmen asked that question, you have to say, yeah, we did deserve it because accountability, because 2024.
This is what they wanted. They wanted harder coaching. They wanted that accountability that you speak of. We were all trying to figure out what exactly that looked like. Were you talking about a specific player? Were you talking about units? Were you talking about practice procedures? So if that's a good example of it, then that is an indication that there's progress made in that request.
I cannot emphasize enough how important DJ Moore is into this offense. He is the biggest playmaker they have, point blank, to this point. Now, I'm not saying someone else couldn't emerge this year, depending on how Ben Johnson decides to scheme things up, but DJ Moore has to be that dude again. And I know he had a whole bunch of catches last year. Woo, but what were you saying yesterday about the DeAndre Swift yards last year, 1,000-yard rusher? Like, it doesn't
from
matter.
From scrimmage, yeah. He had his, one of his best years from scrimmage, but didn't matter.
Yes, and I think the same thing applies to a guy like DJ Moore who had a career high in catches, but if you look at his yards per catch,
it didn't matter.
It was under double digits for the first time in his career. And that, I think that's a problem. So you're wondering, going back to some of the, I guess I can call them antics with DJ Moore last year.
Absolutely.
If things are going to be better with his quarterback, Caleb Williams. That's really what this comes down to. When we hear DJ Moore, I just need to make sure he's on the same page with his quarterback.
Well, and we're also, to Chris Emma's credit, when he told us that for today, Caleb Williams was 0-for-9 for his first 9 passes. I want to know, because we've seen there were times where it looked like there were clear miscommunications on the part of receiver and quarterback. That happened in games. I think of the first drives of a lot of games, for example. Like, there are times where you could tell a route designed for Keenan Allen, who I think is one of the best route runners in the game. You know, he was in what he thought was the right spot, but the ball wasn't there. It would be landing 4 yards past him. Yeah, you know, like, what's the detail when it comes to some of these incompletions? Like, can you see if it's on a receiver or maybe he's still learning the offense? Is it on the quarterback and a throwing ability issue? Is it both people are still learning the offense? I feel like those are fair questions when it comes to all of this.
Chemistry was an issue for last year for DJ Moore and Caleb Williams on the field. I mean, they went out of their way to make sure that we all knew that there wasn't any issues off of the field with those two, is that kind of stuff starts to get put into the DNA, into the background. But it just didn't really wasn't there for a lot of the time. And back to what you were saying about how it's still DJ Moore's game. He's still, as you said, by far, with a bullet, the most important receiver, the most important person that catches the football for the Bears. And that means you, Colson Loveland, and Cole Kmet as well. Like, he supersedes all of those guys, even with Luther Burden being here. Is he here? Even with Luther Burden being here, even with I think everybody has kind of picked Rome Odunze to be that guy who makes the jump this year. Even with all of that potentially pending, DJ Moore, whether you want him to be or not, is still the most important offensive player on the Chicago Bears.
And with that in mind, here on Raheem and Harris's, we've got Mark Grody in studio talking here on The Score. DJ Moore talked about his timing with the quarterback, Caleb Williams.
Ben said in the spring, he was asked about, like, can Caleb take the next step if he plays on time? He said, well, you know, if the receivers kind of, like, put you guys in the mix too, that you guys, timing matters, and you guys have to play on time too with him. How much has that been emphasized, the timing of your guys' routes, timing up with what he's doing?
A lot. It's a race to the spot every time. Even from the time you line up and get set, you better be loaded, because when the ball snap, you got, like 2 seconds, 2 to 3 seconds to be there at your spot before the defenders either get in the backfield or Caleb's off of you.
What does that require of you and Caleb to execute against that defense? And where do you think you all are in that process?
Pretty far along, you know, you getting different things. So, but some of the stuff that we work on is being on time. So if you're in a time when it's like a zone defense and you're in that zone, the ball's going to get to you. If it's man, we got man checks and all that. So, I mean, we got that in.
I'm glad that was brought up too. Credit to Herb Howard for that follow-up question. We love Herb asking questions in press conferences. To that end, I feel like we talked a lot about Justin Fields in man and zone and the differences there, where he showed a lot of progress, you know, in man versus zone. But in this offense, I wonder which one is going to be easier for Caleb to read just starting out.
That's a great question, because whatever they need to do, and see, that's the thing. In some ways, I want them to simplify things for Caleb, but other ways, it's like, nah, if you're simplifying it too much, you're dumbing it down. I don't want to dumb down. I want him to be able to do whatever it is that Ben Johnson can conceptualize as a playmaker, or excuse me, play caller.
I took it very seriously. First of all, I thought DJ Moore sounded upbeat and, like, not as lost in the questions as he was last year. When I say that, I mean not really knowing how to answer questions about Caleb Williams, because Caleb Williams was a rookie who's making mistakes and they're not on the same page. So this year, I just noticed right there in real time a little bit more upbeat, a little more succinct, a little more specific. And one of the things he said in that was, be on time, be on time. And I get it. He was talking about the race to the spot, but that be on time thing, that is much like Nelly's rhymes are on time. He's got to be on time.
Wow.
I was just gonna let you cook after that. I felt like you were rolling.
I was ready for him to rhyme.
I think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Also, again, is this a good way for Caleb Williams' internal clock to go? You know, is this a good way for him to say to himself, 1,000, 2,000, here he is, boom. You know, like that type of mental beat where you aren't seeing the timing issues when it came to a lot of the sacks we saw last year.
Isn't this why the pre-snap is so important and everything coming up to the time the ball is actually snapped is more important than maybe we give credit for? And I say we, I just mean everyone in general, not just us as media observers. But let's be real. With Ben Johnson, the way his offenses have been designed, we don't know all the intricacies of this year's offense, first year for the Chicago Bears, but don't we need to know that he goes to the line of scrimmage with a sound plan? Not just like an idea, but a sound plan. I'm doing this, if this, if this, if this. It's got to be like 5, 6, 7 layers deep on that.
Yeah, which is why when that stuff went bad in the first practice, Ben Johnson, second time, is like, no. Get your asses off the field. Next unit, where's Keenum? Get Keenum in here. And the rest of the guys on the offensive line. So I do think that they are very much recognizing that right now.
So let's hear a little bit more from DJ Moore, no pun intended. We've all wanted to know, how is Ben Johnson going to use his skill set? So what does he think it's going to be?
We just at the beginning of the playbook, so everything's not on the table. So probably later on in camp, we'll probably start seeing it. But right now, we're just getting the basics down.
Okay, so that's a non-answer.
I have no answer.
Yeah, that's a non-answer. That
means he's going to run around in circles, jump up, and catch
a ball.
Well,
the reason I put that in there, it feels like there's a lot of wait and see with the bench. Like, he's learning everybody, but there's so much wait and see. When is the point they're actually going to start implementing things?
I'm actually concerned about this, because when I hear that they still don't know how they want to run the ball, it's July. It's July 25th. What was OTAs for, the case?
I'm sure they have more of an idea than they're letting out. I think that, like, yesterday, I would describe it as they're just not giving us the answers yet on the running game. And I think this is one time, Layla, where it truly is the pads thing. Because you can't – it's so hard to pick up blocking assignments. I mean, that's been mentioned. Like, may have there been a block missed on Montez Sweat, so, you know, coming in as the last resort. Was Kyle Manungai yesterday, when we saw what I estimate is about a 20 to 25-yard run, would it have been that? Would he have been tripped up at some point in time? So I do think that – I think they really are waiting. And I also – think there's still some of this mystery for Ben Johnson in that running back's room. He knows what DeAndre Swift is, and that's good and bad, I think, because he knows that there are better running backs. He doesn't know exactly what Kyle Manungai is, and I don't know if like, you can't look at Roschon Johnson and say that's a dynamic runner. So the pads come on for the first time on Monday. I imagine we'll start to see that manifest itself. But and the other part is too, and I mentioned this yesterday on the afternoon show, Bears were very much interested in drafting a running back in the second round. They really were, and I think Ben Johnson thought they were. So I think they're still trying to figure out what they have. And yeah, I know you're shaking your head, Layla, but I think that's part of what it is. That's part of the, you know, a result of you can't stock every position with a star or a big money person.
It'd be one thing if it was just the coach giving us those kind of nondescript answers, but the fact that the players are also giving us the nondescript answers, that's an indication that nothing's being hidden. No one really knows. And I think the padded part, I think a week from today, we'll have a better idea because more stuff will have been discovered by the coaching staff than we do 3 days into camp.
Yeah, I understand a lot of this is reliant on how much you can block it. And I'm really glad that that part of it is being discussed first, because we've had quarterbacks in the past, Nick Foles, talk about how there were plays called that they knew that the team couldn't block. And I think at the time, didn't Brian Greasy get a lot of flack for that? But
yeah,
at the same time, he was correct.
I don't think Greasy got I guess he did.
Yeah, he did, because he was the messenger on it. You know, Grady, it's kind of like you saying Caleb Williams missed throws in practice.
Yeah.
But these were the truths, you know? Unfortunately, in that moment or in that report, you saw what was happening. I love it. If that's the case, if you got to figure out, A, whether or not you can block the damn thing, great. Start with that first. I'm cool with that. If all you can do is the lead draw, but it's still getting you 4 yards of play, guess what I'm good with?
Can't wait for those pads on Monday. Can't wait.
It's always a little bit disappointing, too, when the pads do come on because of the regulations. And there's a word we use out in training camp. It's thud, where that's like the level. It's like three-quarter tackling. I guess maybe it's like the sound of it. Is that onomatopoeia? When
yes.
It's thud. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a thud.
That is definitely onomatopoeia.
See, oh, you guys
pow.
You guys in your straight-A vocabulary bang. Books that you guys studied, you guys got excited when I said onomatopoeia, didn't you?
Well, yeah, that's my third... Second favorite literary device, sorry.
Oh.
What's your first?
Yeah.
My first...
Power rankings.
Are we talking about favorite words?
Literary device draft. No. Light them up.
Your Mount Rushmore of literary devices.
So at the top is definitely going to be... Well, it goes back and forth because I like allegories. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, good word. Big word. But
it's not about big word. It's about what these things do. But I really like metaphors because I use a lot of metaphors.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've noticed.
That sounds very Marshall-esque.
We all do.
But then
you're very metaphor.
Yeah, there's a lot of different. I studied literary devices for a long time when I was in high school.
Oh, okay,
I was in all the AP English.
Were you like a minor in English?
No. I almost minored in French though in college. That's all I got.
Where's Fred? Is Fred the caller on the line? Can we ask Fred?
Yeah, let's ask Fred.
Does Fred have a question? Yeah, Fred.
We had a really nice chat with Fred.
Fred, please call back, Fred.
Yeah, Fred was a good guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge.
The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.